So important, because prayer is also communicating with our Father in heaven. Amen? Amen. When we pray, we are communicating with our Father in heaven, number one. Number two, when we are praying, we are also doing or performing or having spiritual warfare. Prayer is spiritual warfare. Prayer is communicating with our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. So we talked about that. Number two, no one is ever too busy, too blessed, or too successful to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is going to bless us. God is going to promote us. God is going to take us forward. And look, God is going to set us on high. When we are set on high by God, we must remember that it is God who gave us the ability or the power to obtain wealth.
Amen.
And therefore, we must not make the blessing cause us to separate from God or cause us to be committed less to God. Do you think God can bless us? God will bless anyone to allow that blessing to affect their prayer time?
No.
Or affect, cause that blessing to affect their time with him in church?
No.
And I'm asking, is that possible? No. God will never do that. Amen. So remember that no one is ever too busy, too blessed, or too successful to pray. Number three, prayer is the source of our power and protection. Hallelujah. Prayer is the source of our power and protection. Amen.
Amen.
Do you remember when Peter was in jail? And so it's not everyone who goes to jail who is bad.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who became Apostle Paul, was also in jail. Now, Peter was in jail, and they had beheaded, they had killed James.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Not the Lord's brother. There were two James. One is the Lord's brother. One is, I think, the brother of John. But they had killed James, hallelujah, with a sword. The Bible says Herod killed James with a sword. And then when he realized that it pleased the Jews, he sought to take Peter also and took Peter. And Peter was in jail, hallelujah. And they were about to meet with him and therefore kill him, most likely, hallelujah. So the prisoners guarded him firmly. And the Bible says that prayer was made, intercession and prayer was made with one accord with the people of God were praying with one accord in the upper room, praying with singleness of mind and one accord, praying for Peter.
Yes, right.
And God sent an angel to open the prison doors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the angel actually guided Peter out of the prison. Amen. So what does it mean? It means that prayer indeed is the source of our power and protection.
Amen.
How many remember what I told you about a lady who speaks in tongues, was sleeping one day and woke up? How many have had that where you are sleeping and you just wake up?
Yeah.
God wants you to pray when that happens.
That's right.
You didn't just wake up to just think. Of course, unless you are going through a lot and that situation just wakes you up at night. That happens. Hallelujah. But even that, instead of waking up and crying or waking up and sulking or waking up and feeling sorry for yourself, you can even pray in the midst of the feeling sorry or whatever you are going through. You can be praying. And it's easy when you are speaking in tongues. But this lady woke up and then started to pray. As she was praying, she didn't know that back in her country, her mother was getting involved in a terrible accident. So the prayer saved the mother. But if she was not praying in tongues, how would she know what to pray about? How many get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We will talk, if God permits, we will talk about tongues.
Amen.
Some people say, no, but tongues is for those of yesterday and yesteryear. That's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tongues is for us today.
Amen.
No. Now, someone will ask, can you go to heaven if you don't speak in tongues? Of course. Since where in the Bible does it say that if you don't speak in tongues, you are not going to heaven? The Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. They didn't even bring the he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be damned. The one who believes and is baptized. Now, baptism is an outward symbol of what God has done in the inside.
Amen.
So, when we enter into the water, fully immersed, we are identifying with Christ's death and burial.
Right.
When we come up out of the water, we are identifying with his resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the main thing is believing. Amen.
Amen.
Am I preaching to somebody? Nevertheless, Someone will say, well, Jesus said, unless you are born of water and of the Spirit, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, what does it mean to born? After born of the Spirit, you all know. Just give your life to Christ. I accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, the usual. And then God takes away the heart of stone and puts in a heart of flesh, and you and I become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Am I preaching to somebody? And then, so that is clear. So we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now, baptism, or when the Bible says, if you are not born of water and of the Spirit. Now, we've talked about born of the Spirit. How many got that? Now, what does it mean to be born of water? How many believe it's baptism? If you don't believe it's baptism, what is it? Okay, one says baptism. How many else say baptism? It's born of the word. The water, washing of water of the word. Otherwise, God would have broken his word when Jesus said, thief on the cross. We are not baptized, but today you and I will meet in paradise. Hallelujah. And it doesn't mean that, what about someone who is immediately converted and then a bomb blasts, gives their life to Christ? Lord, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior with all their heart, and then there's a blast, bomb, and they die. Does that mean they'll go to hell? No. Born of water and of the word. The Bible talks about the regeneration by the word of God. The word is like water. We'll talk about that later on. That one, I'm sure, maybe a few sermons away, because we are talking about prayer.
That's right.
Am I preaching to somebody? Yes. So born of water, the washing of water by the word. Amen.
Amen.
So prayer is the source of what? Our power and protection. So this lady, I talked about the fact that the lady, God delivered the mother. How many remember? Amen. And I talked about the fact that prayer delivers. Prayer works all the time.
That's right.
All the time. Amen. Anyway, let's continue. Number four, prayer is important in acquiring and sustaining the blessings of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Someone can acquire, but can they sustain? Can you sustain the blessings of God without prayer? No. Number five, for prayer to be effective, it must be habitual. Prayer must be a habit. Am I saying something to somebody? If you just pray a couple of times a week, or when you come to church, you pray, or prayer is a 911 emergency call, hallelujah, then it might not be effective. But you need to keep praying and praying and praying and praying every day. Hallelujah. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah. Meaning that the word is a daily bread.
That's right.
Meaning that we need it on a daily basis.
That's right.
Prayer also we need on a daily basis, because you and I need to fortify ourselves. You and I need to speak to our Father in heaven. You and I need to also have spiritual warfare, praying against the things that the devil has planned against
us.
Whilst you and I are sleeping, by the way, the devil is up making plans. While men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares
right.
among the wheat.
Right.
So you and I must realize that we must have effective, regular prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number six, prayer must continue both in troubled times and in times of peace.
That's right.
Don't just pray when things are not going well. Some people pray, oh God, if you would give me this job, or if you would give me this visa, or if you would give me, deliver me from this complex problem. Lord, if you would deliver me, only just deliver me, from that time on, I will serve you. Or from that time on, I will stop doing this. Or from that time going, I will do this for you. That was the end. Just that statement. As soon as God did it, that was the end. But it's very important not to vow and break your vow. Bible says it's the fool who vows and does not honor it. I remember there was a time I vowed a decent amount of money at one of the camp. Decent. Do you know what I mean by decent?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about this last camp?
Yes.
Yes. A sizable decent. But you see, if I, it's a sizable but decent, because decent means it's decent and weighty for most people. Substantial. And there was a circumstance that affected my income where I couldn't make any income. I didn't say, oh God, you know, I've now left the work and I'm now going into ministry. So because of that, I don't owe you anymore. I'm afraid. And it was impossible to pay that amount at least immediately. So I waited till I could afford it and then paid it off immediately. That was my number one goal, because it is not good to owe God at all. But many people, when they are praying, they vow. And God usually honors the vow. Anytime you vow, God honors it. Look at Hannah. She vowed, if you would give me a child, a man child, just give me a child. Once you give me a child, what I will do is that when the child is of age, I'll give the child back to you. God said, okay, I'll do it for you. Jephthah, he vowed and said, look, if you cause me to win this battle, then the first person to meet me after the battle, I'll sacrifice to you. Well, what was the sacrifice? It could be that she was given to a covenant and never to see land anymore, but to be enclosed in a certain building till she dies. Whatever the sacrifice means, it was a sacrifice. Whether she was killed, whatever it is, she was a sacrifice. I was watching a movie, Troy, and the king wanted to appease these devils and slit his daughter's throat.
That's right, yeah.
Hey! So, sacrifice releases power. I mean, I get what I'm saying. Sacrifice releases power. So, Jephthah, as soon as the fight finished, or he finished the war, and God gave the victory, his daughter met him, rejoicing. Hey, we won the battle, dancing, dancing. And then he started to cry because she was the one. Because he's wise. So that's why you and I should not vow things that we cannot accomplish. But Hannah said, if you would give me a child. So God gave her the child. And then when she had weaned the child, that's even when it's harder. When the child is now recognizing you. It's harder anyway. It's harder whether from birth or even before birth till the child is older. But at least for me, it's harder. When I talk for myself, no, there's no argument about it. It's me. It's harder when the child recognizes you and sees you and starts smiling. It's harder. It doesn't mean the other is not hard, but it's harder. And then at that time, she took the child to the priest, Eli, to look after. When God saw that she honored her vow, God gave her many other children, more children. But all she wanted is that, look, I just need a child so that I can say that I've had a child. But God honored her. Anytime we vow, it is important to honor it. Now, someone might say, oh, I vowed to God, and I vowed maybe 7 years ago, 10 years ago, and I have not honored it. You are not dead yet.
That's right.
You can still honor the vow.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, honor the vow. God will not forget. God will not forget. That's by the way, but very important. Number 7, every nation needs lots of prayer and prayerful leaders. Every nation needs lots of prayer and prayerful leaders. Number 8. Did we get to number 8? We didn't. Well, now we are. I started. Very good. Very good. We even went to 9 and 10. It is important to pray for long periods of time. Did we talk about that? Right.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. At least 1 hour a day. Every Christian should be able to pray for 1 hour a day. I remember my shepherd when I was in the UK. My shepherd, Bishop Kweku, I remember when we're having a meeting, and I used to just pray 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a few times, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, okay. And then he said, it's important to pray for 1 hour a day. At least, and in my mind, I'm like, ah, but what is he talking about? God hears all prayers. Maybe the prayer is so deep and so intimate that God will even hear it more than someone praying an hour. I was lying to myself. It is true, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't pray for 1 hour a day. It is true that the heart of the person praying, and the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So it's true, but God still requires that we pray for at least an hour a day. So I was in error. So in the same way, there could be some listeners who are in error, like I was, who say, ah, but praying for, yeah, if I pray 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's okay. What's the point of praying an hour a day? No. I explained it last 2 weeks, or is it last week, that it's important to pray for at least 1 hour a day. And we used what example? Jesus' example in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked the disciples, apostles, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that he fall not into temptation. For the body, the spirit is willing, but the flesh or the body is weak. Jesus expected that they pray for 1 hour at least a day. So you and I, at least 1 hour. And even God, the creator of the universe, needed to depend on his Father when he was on earth. And he did not pray for 1 hour a day. He prayed for much more than an hour a day. The Bible says, a great while before day, he went to a solitary place and there prayed. A great while. Look at Luke 6, 12 to 13. Am I preaching to somebody?
Yes.
A great while before day. We'll read that one after this. Luke 6, 12 to 13. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. Hallelujah. So you would see that Jesus prayed by himself. It wasn't even a half night or all night or anything. This is individual prayer. He prayed all night. And then when it was day, but when does day start? At what time? Daylight or day? When does day start? Yes, sunrise, 6 a.m., some say 4 a.m., some say 5 a.m. Whichever the time, Jesus prayed long before then. Look, go back to verse 12. See, and when it was day, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night. So, all night, when does night start? All night, not some of the night. When does night start? 6 p.m. So, it means that he went to the mountain to pray all night till day when he was able to call his disciples. That's many hours. Yeah. That's between 9 to 12 hours. Look at it in NLT. One day afterward, Jesus went to a mountain to pray, and he prayed to God all night. At daybreak, he called together. So what we are seeing, 6, 6, 5, 4, whatever, daybreak. Am I saying something to somebody? Yes. Mark 1:35. So we need to pray. Peter was praying in the rooftop, and he prayed for a long time whilst hungry and waiting for food. So it means that when you're waiting for food, don't have a sad face. Oh, no. Yeah. Then the hunger will help. It will help with the hunger. Don't have a sad face. Like you're about to. Yeah, it's like, no. You're about to die. The next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray. Long before daybreak. Look at it in King James. Long before. King James says, a great while, and in the morning rising up a great while before day. A great while means long, it even goes deeper than the long. Yeah. A great while means a very long time before day. I don't know that I'm saying something to somebody. Okay. Number 9, it is important to, enter your closet for effective prayer. You talked about that. There are two types of prayer. There's corporate prayer, and then there is alone prayer. Hallelujah. it's very important that we also have the alone prayer, a time alone with God, where God can speak to us and we can speak to God. Now, relationship is a two-way. How does God speak to us? We can read the book on, the bishop has written some books on that, but let's just make it simple. How does God communicate with us? Through his word. Very good. And that's the primary main way. And then what other little ways does he speak to us? By the word preaching, what again? Prophet. What about the inner witness? The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came unto Elijah, saying, hallelujah.
Amen.
Or the Spirit said, so also God can speak to us, the inner witness, which is in line with the word. Any inner witness that we feel is God, which is not in line with the word, has nothing to do with God and cannot have anything to do with God. Because God will not break his word. Sometimes I say to myself, or I'm talking to someone who says, you know what? No, I really feel that God will do it. I say, God will not break his word for you.
That's right.
God cannot break his word for you. You and I, God will never break his word for us. So whatever God says to us must be in line with the word of God. Now, what is the word of God? The canon, the written scriptures.
Right.
Now, how do we speak to God, since it's a two-way dialogue? By praying.
That's right.
That's why it's very important that we pray and then we hear the word. Or we read the word. We pray. We read the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we are praying also, there are intergalactic battles. When I say intergalactic, galaxy, there are galaxies, the universe is big.
That's right.
What is our solar? We have the solar system, and we have our galaxy, and we have billions of galaxies in the universe. Yeah. Now, what is our galaxy? Milky Way. And what is the our neighboring galaxy that makes us like a dwarf galaxy? What's it called? Andromeda. Hallelujah. And imagine there are fights. How many remember Daniel?
Yes.
And the prince of Persia and the angel sent from God, and the prince of Persia withstood the angel because the angel had the answer for Daniel's prayer. So it means that when we pray, we don't need to have anything to do with angels. Just pray and God will cause the enemy to lose. But angels are dispatched and are assigned and fight and have victory on our behalf when we pray to God. Hallelujah. And it's important to enter into your closet, because it's very important. When you say, it doesn't mean actually go to your literal closet. Please, don't go to your literal closet unless you want to make a statement. And then go in. Don't. Unless you need to. Because there's a guy, one of God's generals. He went into his closet and prayed for a double portion of the anointing and said, I'm not stepping out of my closet. I'll die here until I get it. And he got out with a double portion.
Wow.
Oh, yes. He got out. He was miracle power. He got out. I see God giving you a double
Amen.
Portion of his anointing. Number 10, everyone must develop the ability and formula for praying four times a day.
Amen.
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 Morning prayer, afternoon prayer, evening prayer, and all time.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Now, we need strategies, like I said before. Is it easy to pray for 1 hour a day? Actually, if you understand the strategy I'm about to show you, it's actually easy to pray. If you follow it, your worry will be time. How? I don't have enough time to pray this prayer. Anyone who follows this prayer will realize that they don't even have enough time to, the hour is too small. So So it will be a matter of time. But as for the topics and the things to tell God, plenty.
Show us.
Have I talked to you about the Lord's Prayer strategy? Our Father. You see, if you read the verse, like Augustine is about to show us, the disciples asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us how to pray. Show us how to pray." Then the Lord said, "If you want to pray, this is the formula for prayer. Say," then it goes on. Hallelujah. So, "Lord, teach us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven." Now, it's very important that you say, "Oh, Heavenly Father," or "Father God," or "Our Father in heaven," so that we know who you are praying to. Which Father? Their Father. There's the Father of lies, Father of sin. We have all sorts of evil fathers. We even have fathers who taught people how to sin. Father in sin. So who are you praying to? Our Father which art in heaven. And it came to God. And Luke 11:1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray." How to pray? "As John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven." So teach us how to pray is different from tell us the words to pray. Did you get that? So now, how do we pray? The first thing, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Now, who are you praying to? God, my Heavenly Father, which art in heaven. "Hallowed be thy name." So you and I start prayer with hallowed be thy name. Worship, praise, thanksgiving to God.
Amen.
When you pray, you start. Why? The Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise." Now, when you look at a king's palace, you will see that there's the outer court, even like the tabernacle. There's the outer court, then there's the inner court, or there is the holy place, or there is the court, the king's court. No, the king's gate, and then the court. Now, the court, when you're in the court, you can see the king. Now the king can, you know that door, open there, the big open door. Then the king can see you. But the question is he going to bid you to come forward? So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So entering into his gates might not necessarily give you an audience. But when you enter into his courts, he sees you and calls you forward.
That's right.
I don't know that I'm speaking to somebody. So that's why, "Hallowed be thy name." You start prayer always, "Oh, Father God, I give you praise. I thank you for how good you've been. I bless your holy name. You are glorious. You are wonderful. You are high and lifted up, oh God. You are lofty and exalted. Your glory fills the heavens and the earth. There is none that can compare to you. As the heavens are higher than the earth infinite, so are you from the next. So is your beauty from the next. So is your power from the next. So is your glory from the next. Oh, what a God you are. You are fantastic. You are beautiful beyond description. As the heavens are higher than the earth infinite, so is your beauty from the next." Oh, wrap him. Oh. I'm sure he'll be so excited in heaven. Why do you think David was his favorite? Because he knew how to give him words. Woo! I'm sure God was just excited, was just, oh man. Raps. You and I need to understand raps. It's not only a man who should rap a woman. You should also know how to rap God. Hallelujah. We must know how to rap him. Well, some of you might not understand what the word rap means. But what are the American words for rap? The word sweet talk. What again? Sweet talk. Well, yeah, when is a woman? Woo. Flirt. And then what again? Woo. Woo. No, not woo. 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 Yeah, woo. W-O-O. Woo God. Sweet talk. Who says sweet talk? Yeah. Sweet talk God. David knew how to sweet talk God. Now, when someone is sweet talking you and they are even annoying you, the annoyance will vanish. There was a time one of my children. There was a time they did something very naughty, very naughty. You see, when you woo, you can woo someone, and then the person, or sweet talk the person will be excited. And if the person knows that at all costs you want to be with him or her, it also changes something. I remember this child here was annoyed me. We were going to watch a movie and eat out before watching a movie, and she did something which needed punishment. So my punishment those days was pinching. Because when we go to the store, the children now have, yeah, you can't do anything to me. So I flicked it, yeah. Without them knowing. Because you can't hit or beat, yeah, because that's also not good. But that's there. Yeah, shouting. Bah! Just flick. Nobody knows. Then turn around crying, yeah. So I was going to pinch her. So I asked, do you want me to pinch you and then you can come? No, do you want me to pinch you? What did I even say? I said, now I'm going to pinch you and then you can come, or you stay home and you are free, no punishment. Then she stretched the hand. Pinch me now, pinch me now. How are you going to pinch the person? You just say, come, let's go. Hallelujah. But if she said, I'll stay home, I would have let her stay home. Now, if someone is upset with you, the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. If someone, I'm very upset with someone, and the person, or you and I, the person sweet talks us, it will just melt you. And that's the same with God. In your anger, remember mercy. So, hallowed be thy name. Bless the Lord. So, it starts with worship. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then the next is, thy kingdom come. Now, God's kingdom on earth is his church. So, pray for the church. There's nothing more to it. Thy kingdom come. God's kingdom on earth is the church. And you can pray that, Lord, Jesus, come quickly. Those who are not yet married, those who are children, they can pray it with. Because everyone wants to at least experience certain things before the Christ comes. Hallelujah. But it's still important to pray that, Lord, come, quickly, come. Lord Jesus, come. And then, Father God, I pray that your kingdom will be established on earth. I pray for my church. I pray for the church of Jesus Christ. I pray for QFC Cleveland. I pray for all QFC churches. I pray for all churches in Cleveland. I pray for every church. Every church. Pray for God's kingdom to come. This is the formula. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you can if you are praying for God's kingdom, it can take a few minutes. Because you are not just saying, oh God, bless the church. Amen. No. God, let the church grow. We are praying for a hall. Give us a hall. Oh God, we pray that your church will grow. Father God, we pray that people will be blessed in your church. We pray that people who have issues, their needs will be met in the church. Amen. Oh Father God, we pray that there's a lot to be said. Deliver us. Oh God. Father God, we pray that you make things beautiful in every life in the church. Amen. There's a lot to be said when you are praying. We pray for souls to be won for you. Right. Father God, increase us with souls from every nation. Father God, we pray that salvation of the lost, kingdom come. People will be transformed and changed. That is what we are praying about. Thy will be done on earth. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. What does it mean? Pray for God's will for your life. God, what is your will for my life? Sometimes, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Oh God, let your will be done. Your perfect will, not your permissive will. Your perfect will. Because sometimes you can force God's hand and God will say, okay, I've told you that I want a better method for you or something else, but you want this. Okay, take it. I want to encourage you to watch a movie. It's called Bless Me. It's a Nigerian movie called Bless Me. Yes. Yes. And it's a very old movie. Yeah. No matter the kind of movie, there are always some good things that you can learn from movies. Now, I'm telling you, it will bless you. Watch this movie. How many have watched it? Bless Me. Yeah. Yeah. Give her the microphone, please. By who?
I think it's part 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. By Mike. Mike and I think Tonto. Like, he used to pray and... was it Tonto?
No, don't tell the story yet. Okay. But just give that, because I want them to hear it. Right. Hallelujah. Okay. It's a movie that explains this Bless Me. That God's permissive versus perfect will. The man forced God to allow him to enter into his permissive will. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I mean, complaining. Yesterday, Wednesday, we talked about complaining. Oh, God, what is this? Look at the people. I've served you. I've done everything. You watch the movie. I've served you. What am I not doing? Look at the people around me. They have businesses. They are doing well. Why, God? I'm serving you. What? Complaining, complaining, complaining. Meanwhile, God wanted to prove him a bit before giving him the business. That's the same movie. And then what happened was, you watch it. Thy will be done. So God, let your will be done. That is one of the most important prayers. When you are praying for your future spouse, it's one of the best prayers to pray. There was someone who was going to marry a hyena. Woman, in a way. And there are many women who also... Yeah, anyway, I'll tell you about the other side because it's two ways. But there was a man who was going to marry a hyena. A hyena, I just used these terms. But hyena, if you have... You see a lion, how strong a lion is. If you have 10 hyena and the lions are eating... they are prey. The hyena can drive the lion away. They are very small dog-like animals. But their teeth and they are wild. They'll rip, they'll tear anything apart. Hyena. Now, this person was a pastor, but he was not yet a pastor. I feel that if he had married this person, he would not have, there's no way he would have continued the ministry. Hallelujah. Now, when this guy introduced me to his fiancée at that time, I told him, pray for God's will to be done concerning your marriage. Don't just enter, don't just get up and say, I'm going to marry. Lord, what is your will? God, is this the right person for me? Number one, oh God, if it's not, please let it not be.
That's right.
Also, I also pray, Father God, I tell them, pray, Father God, Lord, I pray concerning my marriage without mentioning names. Because what people do is that they take the person, John. Oh God, I pray for John. Oh, I want to marry John. Oh God, John, please, John. No. Don't force God's hand. Maybe it's not John. Pray, Lord, what is your will concerning my marriage?
Right.
I want to marry, oh God, but I don't want to make the mistake. There's also another lady. You see, and marriage is very delicate. Because there's a lady who spoke to me a while back. Spoke to me and said, look, Reverend David, I'm pleading with you. I want you to meet this guy, and when you meet him and you think it's not for me, you don't think he's right, just tell me. If you think he's right, tell me. And I said, are you sure? I don't want to waste my time. This one, tell you, you found someone, just be with the person, please, I beg you, whatever you tell me. And then asked me to promise to insist. I met the person and I felt that the person was XXX or 007. Do you know 007?
Yes.
Oh, James Bond? You don't know James Bond? James Bond is 007, licensed to kill. 007. You don't know 007? Let me show you how delicate it is. All women and men are the same, especially women, because you have to be proposed to.
That's right.
I told this woman that, look, you are asking my opinion. Please. It's not just run. Forget it. Come and see excuses.
Oh, man.
Excuses. And also, I also remember, you see, because I'm sitting at my desk. You asked me. There was also another person who came to me and asked. You see, that's why. So the examples I'm giving you prove that it take a lot for you to pray properly.
That's right.
Lord, let your will be done. Is it your will to marry John versus or Bond? Is it your will to marry John or Bond? Or it is not your will. But many people will be praying, oh God, I pray for Bond. Let me marry Bond. So there is this person, and you see, I feel I'm good with interviewing because I'm able to extract things. So this person said, I have a beloved in another country. I feel that the person is right. I want to marry the person. The person is very good, blah, blah, blah. So the person came to visit, and I said, look, please. You have asked me. My methods are going to be uncomfortable. Are you willing to accept my questioning, line of questioning? She said, yes. As I started to probe, she got upset and said, oh, please, it's too much. But I was probing because of inconsistencies. Of course, she went ahead and it didn't work. Because of the inconsistency, not because it's just inconsistencies and knowing how to ask questions.
That's right.
There's also another who is the person doesn't even belong to our church, belongs to another church. Those who feel that we are going to, you'll be forced to marry in the church, no one forces. This person is in another church. Or how many have heard that before? Okay, at least those listening. Yeah, you've heard. You have not heard it? That you can, people like to force people to marry in the same church. Have you heard it? You've heard it, yes. It's not so. Now, there is a lady. My time is up, but it's okay. What do you think? But I'll finish very shortly. There's a lady who had a beloved from another church. I interrogated him because she asked me to. Right after I said, I like you. Please, let me know when the wedding is. Fast, meaning that fully approved. But I'm giving the example to show how difficult it is for women. Am I right or wrong? You tell me. You tell me. It's different. Because a woman is found. He who finds a wife. So it's a bit harder. Yeah, and there's that theory of 7:1 in the Bible. If Asida, he looks at a woman and says, I like you, I want to marry you. But for a woman to do that is not common.
Yeah.
That is, so I'm not saying that there's a fault. I'm understanding the difficulty of women. But you have to go past that difficulty and pray, Lord, let your will be done. And don't pray for John or Bond. Lord, I pray for Bond. No, I have to marry Bond. Lord, give me Bond. How many know what I'm talking about? Yes. My uncle told me that, look, you're about to get married. My uncle, pray, don't mention her name in the prayer as you are planning the wedding. Pray, God, let your will be done concerning my marriage. Let me not marry the wrong my marriage. Let your will be done concerning my marriage. Let me not marry the wrong person. Oh God, please. Let your perfect will be done. Don't mention any names. And just go ahead. Oh God, I must marry Kevin. Lord, please, Kevin, I have to marry him. Lord, open the doors. Lord, I claim him. Lord, I name Kevin, I name him. Lord, I claim Kevin and I take him as mine. No. Because when you behave that way, even when God is telling you that Kevin is not the right one, you're not here. Kevin is now a rock, an ornament. Rock of Gibraltar, unmovable. I have to marry Kevin. Or I have to marry Susan. Susan has the shape I'm looking for. Susan has the breast, the back, the body, the contours. I must marry Susan. But when you marry, you realize that it's not the shape or the breast that are going to help you in the marriage, that are going to secure the marriage, that are going to make you happy.
Amen.
Don't shut me down now. Preaching real good here. There is more to it.
There's more to it. Yeah.
So, Lord, let your will be done. Next verse. Let me quickly finish. We'll continue. We'll dig more into this later on. Verse 10. Give us this day our daily bread. Many people start, oh God. It's like I meet God. Tete, come. It's like you meet your father straight away. Let's assume you are the father so that you will do it well quickly. Oh, son, how are you? You are the father. No, no, you are the father. You are the father. Oh, daddy, I need a car. I need. Let me show you how people behave. Noun. Yes, both of you come. Yeah, good. Now, you are the children. I'm the father. Two bags. This is what Christians, we do as Christians. Now, these are gifts. Let me have one more. Oh, give me, yeah, you can give me that. Yes. Now, I have three bags. Presents for each of you. Now, I want you to rush to me. Now, and I'm excited because I'm a father who has not seen my children for 2 years. And I'm now meeting my children. Let me tell you how we relate with God. Now, you guys, when you come, just grab the purse. As I'm trying to hug you, grab the things. Don't even hug me. Okay, rush to me. That's what we do. So the father needed to hug the children, but the children didn't care about the father. It was the bags they were looking for. You and I, many Christians don't care about God. We are looking for his benefits. Thank you. You can put your hands together for the Lord.
That's right. You are preaching.
Yes. As soon as we meet God, oh God.
Give me.
The list. And sometimes I do it when I'm looking for maybe my pastor and maybe I've been trying to reach him for a while and I need answers urgently. I have a list already. Oh, hello, Apostle. I start to write it down. Of course, that's not good. To do that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what you and I need to do is, you see where the daily bread came. So our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You worship and praise God first. Then you talk about God's church and God's kingdom. Then you pray for God's will to be done in your life before you ask him for the house.
That's right.
Or the car.
That's right.
Or your needs. Give us this day our daily bread. So you realize that this prayer is a daily prayer. We pray on a daily basis for that day's bread. Not tomorrow's bread, but today's bread. That's why the manna, Moses in the wilderness, the manna, if you kept the manna to the next day, it would be rotten. It was for your day. The manna was your daily manna, your daily food, because there was manna for tomorrow, God willing. Let's quickly finish. Next, number 4, verse 4. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Or forgive us our debts or our sins as we forgive our debtors. So it means that you are asking God to forgive you for your sins. That's why sometimes when we are praying, sometimes when people are leading prayer, I always stop them. You are leading prayer. As soon as you start, you have an hour prayer. You spend 30 minutes on, Lord, forgive us. No. You don't. When God is ready to forgive, you don't need to spend a long time. Oh God, Father God, forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for lying to this. Forgive me for this. Forgive me for not for rebuking this. I mean, for not walking in love. Forgive me. 2 minutes. Finish. 5 minutes. Don't spend 30 minutes on forgiveness. But you even see that's even later. Now, God is saying that if you do not forgive, he will not forgive you. And lead us not into temptation. Now, this word temptation is, Lord, lead us not into trials that can cause us to stumble.
Right.
Because there are trials that, is it, when the devil is tempting us or causing a trial or a temptation, he is trying to disqualify us or make us fall or to disqualify us or to prove us unworthy.
Right.
But anytime God allows a temptation to come, it is to prove us worthy.
That's right.
Are you getting me? So that when you pass it, it can promote you.
That's right.
So this word temptation, when you look at other versions, it's trials, difficulties,
right,
tribulation.
Right.
So Lord, lead us not into difficulties, not into trials, not into painful situations.
Right.
So it means that you and I, Jesus himself is saying that we must pray against trials and temptations.
Right.
So, oh, Father God, I'm going through this difficult time, but your word says you must give thanks and you are thanking God for it instead of praying against it. No. You can pray against it and thank God for giving you the victory. You are going through a terrible situation, maybe a terrible whatever problem it is, and you are thanking God for it. You are not praying against it. No. The Bible says, and do not bring us to the time of trial that will cause us to stumble. How many are getting me so far?
Yes.
Pray against it. Now go back to King James and let's finish. But deliver us from evil. So pray against accidents. Pray against difficulties.
Amen.
Pray for protection. You and I must pray on a regular basis for protection. An hour will not be enough.
That's right.
Deliver us from evil. And then next verse, verse 5. Okay, we all know it. For thine is the kingdom. Then you tell him, Lord, you alone deserve all the glory. All are yours. Everything is yours. For the kingdom is yours. For everything is yours. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We are yours. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Then worship him again forever and ever. Let him know that he has all authority, all power forever and ever. And then make sure you add the name of Jesus at the end. Because you realize that Jesus said that anytime you pray to God, make sure you add my name. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, for in that day you shall ask me nothing. For whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Jesus said, when you read the Bible, John chapter 15, verse 16, he said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So, you always see the name of Jesus there. But why didn't he add in my name here? Because it's a model. If you and I pray to God today and we say, oh God, give me that house. Oh God, deliver me. Amen. We've wasted energy. Waste of time. Because you did not add the name of Jesus. It's a waste. Oh God, it's only the sinner's prayer that works. Oh God, I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. That's fine. Even though I'll add in Jesus' name, like you hear. You pray, oh God, give me, I need healing. I need this job. Amen. You've wasted your time. Waste. How many have wasted energy? Yeah, waste. Because you and I have no access to the throne of God without the name of Jesus. We'll go into that next week, God willing.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm not out of word, I'm just out of time. Shall we stand to our feet? The name of Jesus. So let's speak to the Lord and ask him for his perfect will. His perfect will. Not my will, but your will to be done, O God. I want your perfect will. I need your perfect will, O God. In the name of Jesus. Just a couple of minutes. We have run way out of time. Lord, I pray for your perfect will. not my will. Tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want my will, I want your will. Just like Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father God, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. All of us have different wills. We all have a will, and we have God's will. We know that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one. Yet God the Father has a different will from God the Son. And the Holy Spirit has his will, but their will is one. Their will can never be apart. It's only one in eternity that their will was different. God the Father and God the Son. When was it? The Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus said, I have a will, but if you can let this work happen, nevertheless, don't take my will. I want yours to be done. You and I also have our will. But let's pray that, Lord God, I don't want my will, I want your will. Your will is what matters. Your will is perfect. Your will is sure. Your will is secure. Lord, I pray for your will to be done in my life. Not my will, but yours. Not my will, but yours. Oh, Father God. Your will concerning my life. Your will concerning my marriage. Your will concerning my relationships. Your will concerning my job. Your will concerning my school. Your will concerning where I live. Your will, your perfect will. Oh, God, let it be done. For I know that all things would work together for my good. I know. All things will work together for my good. Speak to him. It will work together. It will work together for my good. Because I love you, O God, and because I am a called person, I am one of the called. Father God, we pray. Your will. Ask him. Just a few more seconds. Your will, O God. Let your will be done. Ask him, your will, oh God, your will. Your will is perfect. Your will is sure. Your will is important. Your perfect will is what I want in my life. In Jesus' name. I want to encourage us to pray this on a daily basis. Ask God for his will to be done. Now, if you are here this afternoon and you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. I want the new birth experience. I want to go to heaven. I want a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, I want you to raise your hands. Let's share a word of prayer. Now let's all repeat after me, including those watching. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe that he died on the cross.
That he died on the cross
for my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that God raised him from the dead.
God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
For
all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me. From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
From today.
I pray, O God,
For your perfect will.
To be done in my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We may take our seats. And just for time's sake, I'll just quickly